Well, pull up a chair, take a listen here. Got news to share crystal clear. From the heart attack to the digital scene. Point and click news where the stories gleam. Deepfakes running wild in the virtual lane. Faces and voices playing tricky brain games. We're here to break it down, truth in our sights. Shedding light on shadows through the days and nights. It's your one-stop shop. Stay in the know. Never
seen something online and thought, wait, is that real? Like, picture this. You're scrolling, say, a month before a big election, and bam, there's a video of a politician saying something totally wild.
Yeah, and it's believable, like really well done.
Exactly. You're about to share it, then it hits you. What if it's fake? Like a deep fake made with AI. That's what California is trying to tackle with this new law, and it's a doozy.
Yeah.
We're going deep on this whole meme law thing, the tech behind deep fakes, and what it all means for, well, saying whatever you want online.
That's a huge can of worms, right? You've got technology changing faster than the law can keep up, politicians wading into the mix, and then that whole First Amendment thing, freedom of speech.
No small potatoes, that's for sure. We've got a stack of articles here, everything from the law itself to what people like Elon Musk are saying,
mm-hmm.
plus the tech side, because these deep fakes are getting good. So, where do we even begin with all this?
Well, gotta start with the deepfakes themselves, right? They're getting crazy convincing because of stuff like GANs, Generative Adversarial Networks, if you want the full name. Basically, imagine two AIs duking it out.
Oh, this is cool. I read a bit about this.
One tries to make a perfect fake, the other's trying to spot it. Back and forth, they push each other to get better.
It's like an AI arms race, but for making pictures and videos.
Yeah.
No wonder it's getting hard to tell what's real. But this law, this California law, what's it actually trying to do about this?
So California's law is all about this AI-generated stuff, but specifically when it's used to, you know, mess with voters, especially in that 120-day window before an election, they want to stop those October surprises that are, well, fake.
Makes sense. Elections are already wild enough without people thinking a video is real when it's not. But how do they define messing with voters?
Uh-huh.
Seems like a slippery slope to me. What about satire? Like, tons of political commentary is exaggerated, makes fun of things to make a point.
You're hitting on the big issue. The law tries to make exceptions for satire, parody, that kind of thing. But where's the line? Like, a deepfake of a politician singing terribly at a rally, obviously exaggerated, that's probably fine.
Look, everyone's going to know that's a joke.
Exactly. But what if it's a deepfake so good you believe a candidate really made a promise they never did? Where does funny cross over into actually tricking voters?
And proving what someone meant to do online. That's a whole other mess, right?
Yeah.
Seems impossible to enforce.
100%. It's a logistical nightmare, honestly. And that's where people get really riled up. Critics are saying it's too broad, impossible to actually use fairly, and could end up silencing people who are just making fun of things. You know, legitimate criticism, even.
And when you've got someone like Elon Musk jumping in saying memes are illegal, that throws gasoline on the fire, doesn't it?
Musk being so vocal adds a whole other layer to this. He's making it about free speech, the government overreaching, which resonates with a lot of folks, especially online, where censorship is already a hot topic.
For sure. That distrust is already there. But this isn't just about memes, right? This feels bigger, like...
Oh, way bigger. California's law is just the tip of the iceberg here. This is about AI's role in society, period. How do we know what's true anymore? Can we have free speech when anyone can fake anything?
Big questions. Hmm. And probably just the beginning, I'm guessing.
Oh, just the start. AI is only getting more powerful, faster than we can keep up. This case, what happens in California, everyone's watching, could change how we deal with this everywhere.
It's almost like we're expected to be mind readers now, right? Like, oh yeah, I can totally tell that a video was made by AI, no problem.
Hmm.
But if even the experts are struggling, how is anyone supposed to wrap their head around this meme law? Let alone follow it.
$1 million question, seriously. Telling people, hey, don't share misleading stuff, that's easy to say. But when you can't tell a harmless joke from something actually fake and illegal, how's anyone supposed to keep up?
It's like saying, don't eat the poisonous mushrooms, but they all look the same. You need some kind of trick to know which is which.
And right now, we're kind of lacking those tricks. Think about it. Photoshop used to be this big, complicated thing, only like, graphic designers used it. Now, every phone can make a convincing fake photo. Deepfakes are on that same path, getting easier to make, harder to spot.
So what, is this law just a Band-Aid on a bullet wound then? What are we supposed to do? Anything besides just telling people to be careful?
There are folks working on some really interesting solutions. Some are building, get this, AI that detects deepfakes. Like an AI detective whose whole job is sniffing out these digital forgeries.
Fighting fire with fire.
Yeah.
Though doesn't it feel like a losing battle? By the time they build an AI to catch him, won't the fakers have something even better?
It's a constant arms race, for sure. That's why the social media companies, they've got a huge role to play, too. They have to think about how this stuff spreads on their platforms and what they can do.
So, like, maybe flagging stuff that could be misleading, the way they already flag things for copyright sometimes?
Yeah, exactly. Or being more upfront about how their algorithms might actually be helping this stuff go viral. It's not easy, but gotta hit it from all sides, you know?
No easy answers, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But going back to California for a sec, if this is about protecting elections, shouldn't it be more about why someone made the deepfake in the first place, not just what it shows?
Now you're getting into it. That gets to the heart of how we regulate speech online, period. Do we focus on taking down the bad stuff, even if some good stuff gets caught in the crossfire? Or do we say free speech is king, even if that means some jerks take advantage?
Man, that's tough. But just banning stuff, especially with humor, satire, that feels wrong, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And that's why this whole media literacy thing, it's more important than ever. People got to learn how to think critically about everything they see online.
So not just what to think, but how to think. How to look at something and say, wait a minute, who made this and why? Instead of just sharing without a second thought.
Bingo. We need people to be savvy, to think, what's the source? What were they going for here? Could this be misleading, even if it seems legit or funny?
It's like we need a whole new set of skills for the internet now.
Yeah.
Right. Like digital literacy 2.0 because of AI.
And that's not just for schools to teach, but families, workplaces, everyone, at every age. Because here's the thing. AI ain't going anywhere. If anything, it's going to be more a part of our lives as time goes on.
Which means this whole thing just gets more and more complicated. But before we go full sci-fi on this, let's bring it back to California. This law, this fight, what could it mean for all of us? It's kind of scary, honestly, how convincing this stuff can be. But this whole meme law thing, it feels like there's this whole other side we haven't even gotten to. The political stuff, like this is already being used as a political weapon, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's like a case study in how something complex gets boiled down to a soundbite, then boom, used against the other side. Mm-hmm. Happens with everything, right? Climate change, healthcare. Now it's AI's turn.
In California, they're always ahead of the curve on tech laws, so it makes sense. This is where it's all kicking off.
They're the testing ground, basically. Whatever happens here with this law, the court cases, even just people arguing about it online, the whole country's watching. What they decide could affect everything.
So we've got a big election coming up, AI getting better by the day, and everyone already at each other's throats politically. I don't wonder this is a powder keg.
Think about it. One picture, one video, it can go viral in a heartbeat and totally change how people see things. Especially online, where you've got those echo chambers, right? Now imagine that power. But with AI fakes that look totally real.
Kind of makes your head spin, doesn't it? But if we're trying to be, like, optimistic here, what do we do about it? Can you even stop deepfakes without also stopping people from saying what they think, especially about politicians?
That's the million-dollar question, and it's a tough one. No easy answers here. We need a bunch of things working at once, right? We talked about people being smarter about what they believe online, the media literacy bit.
Right, and maybe tech that can spot the fakes and those social media companies stepping up.
Exactly. But bigger picture, it's got to be about our values, too. As a society, what do we actually want the internet to be like?
That's deep, man.
Right. How do we protect the truth, make sure people aren't getting tricked, but also let people speak their minds? Especially online, that's where it gets really messy.
Feels almost impossible sometimes, like figuring out which way is up.
And these aren't questions with easy answers. But we gotta ask them, because ignoring it isn't gonna work.
It's like we're picking a path for the whole future right now, yeah. Not just about memes, but like, what our democracy even is in the age of all this fake stuff.
It's about trust, you know, who and what we can believe. It starts with each of us paying attention, being skeptical, and getting involved in these conversations that are only going to get more important as time goes on.
Man, we've covered a lot of ground today. The techie stuff, the laws, what's right and wrong. But the big takeaway, I think, is that we're all in this together, right?
Couldn't have said it better myself. AI is here to stay, so we've got to keep talking about it, keep asking those hard questions.
So to everyone listening, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay engaged. What we do now matters. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Until next time, keep those brains working.